Good morning, Metroplex. Sean R. Jambabi live from Oxnard, California, the site of Dallas Cowboys training camp, brought to you by Wild Fork Foods, wildforkfoods.com, Elite Game Day Grilling Favorites, Reliant AC, and Best Buy Windows and Siding. I was all set to talk about Jake Ferguson and his brand new contract, and then Bobby Belt stopped me in my tracks in the commercial break because Jerry Jones last night did his television media sit-downs. Before we get to that, Choppy, are you okay? I saw your face after Ruben's coffee here.
Man, not since the great Roger Emmerich gave us some of the worst coffee we ever had, that chicory crap.
Garbage.
Awful.
Keep that New Orleans.
Guardian.
Guardian. Ruben comes up. I don't really know what that's talking about, but I think I do. Ruben comes in with some coffee this morning because he made some, and it almost gave me that bitter beer face. It was so strong. This is not coffee. This is fuel. Okay, I like it. I like it, man. I really do. This is fuel. This is probably the only one I'm going to need today. And I didn't bring my heart medicine because I'm off it. I'm off my heart meds.
Nice.
Not because I'm better. I've just stopped taking it.
Oh, you're being negligent.
No, it gave me memory loss. It gave me memory loss as slurred speech. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
That was why you were slurring.
I was forgetting
everything. Stuttering and stammering.
I was forgetting everything. Like, even the most remedial task. I was like, the hell did I come in here for?
Really?
What am I doing? Yeah, I was in a brain fog.
Okay.
So, like, I'm done. God, Bobby. And
what? What is going on?
He just sent me a little text, and I just can't read it.
Well, I don't like doing all this stuff air. Like, we're doing effing radio. So explain what you're talking about, or just stop being a little kid in back of class.
Go ahead.
Stop.
So I don't remember where I was now.
I'm not going to do it, Bobby.
So I stopped taking the meds. So now I'm worried that my heart's going to explode. But, hey, listen, I'll be out here doing work with an exploding heart.
What did Jerry Jones say last night?
This is from Todd Archer. He was asked if he had heard the Pay Mike a Chance, which is what they were getting out of training camp's opening ceremony over the weekend. He was hearing Pay Micah. So as I say, did you hear
this? Here's the audio of it. This is Jerry saying hello and kissing babies and thanking Oxnard, addressing the crowd Saturday. Listen to the beginning.
I was shocked last year when we ended up with the record that we had. I never saw that coming. I want you to know, and I want you to look for as you watch practices this week. I want you to watch what we've done in the areas that we needed to work on.
All right, so then he just talks about, you can fade it out. He talks about improving the team and how he did it and all that. But in the beginning, people in the crowd were yelling, Pay Micah.
Yeah,
listening
to that, that sounded almost like just there was a commotion, like somebody got pushed or something. Like I wouldn't have been able to tell very easily that's what it was. But he got asked, did you hear that? Did you hear the Pay Micah chants? And Jerry said, I heard it light, but not compared to how I heard them say Pay Lamb. That was a faint little sound compared to the way they were hollering last year, Pay Lamb. But it was a big, loud chant last year on Lamb.
A faint,
oh my God,
little sound.
I can't believe he said that.
He said that to Archer?
Yeah, he said that to Todd Archer.
This is, like, this guy is so insulting.
What is he doing?
Yeah, that's
personal.
Yeah, it's personal.
This is getting personal.
Yeah, it's really bad.
That's not negotiating.
No.
Insulting.
Yeah.
I'm being serious, he may not have liked some of the stuff Micah said after the practice that day, where Micah kind of puffed his chest out a little bit about it.
Did he do it? This is like G-Bag getting upset with us.
Right.
This is like G-Bag. They like fire some shots, we return fire, and they're like, why did you say that? Why did you say that stuff to us? And so Jerry Jones can sit at the opening presser, talk about Micah's leadership, fire his shots, and Micah's not allowed to respond?
No, he's allowed to respond. It's just, I think Jerry will just say, okay, fine, here you go. that's what it's going
to
be.
I heard the chant, the light chants, but not compared to how I heard them say, Pay Lamb. That was a faint little sound.
Yeah, this is worse.
There's a bigger chant last year. Like, they care about CeeDee Lamb more than you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and get the whole context of the Zeke who. Because this might be worse. Because if you just say, The Zeke who, it's a reactionary little dig. This was like, he said it, and then he kind of went in on it. Oh, it's a faint sound. I heard Pele more. Ha, ha, ha. This was like a little faint sound.
Okay.
You know, he kind of went in more on this. This is almost worse.
Yeah, maybe we do need to hear it. Here's Jerry with Mike Ducey on Micah being on the sidelines without a new deal.
Obviously, Micah, first of all, does want to get paid. He's getting paid. You know, he gets about 20-something million right now. And that's pretty easy, 20 million standing there watching practice out there at the same time we're going on. But seriously, I don't have a lot to say about it. This is pretty commonplace.
You know, you said he's getting paid for standing there watching. Is it disappointing to you that he's not practicing?
Not really, because I don't want him to get hurt. And he plays a contact, what you call a motion contact position. And linebackers, fullbacks, those guys are usually in the fray of it, and they take a pretty big of the brunt of the physicality of the game. So all of that is out there, but we'll see where this goes. But this is commonplace. It's commonplace around the NFL. It's commonplace here.
Jerry can't stand the – I'm surprised at the CBA sit-downs. They're not trying to wipe out players not having to play to the official end of the contract. He can't stand the whole I'm up.
Right.
It's time for me to – but y'all can cut the players.
Right. It's a one – Michael Irvin called it a one-track, not a contract. It's a one-track.
Yeah.
Where they can up and cut you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the players, this is their leverage, right? Their leverage is the year before once they're eligible for the – extension.
By the way, I'm trying to really give Jerry the benefit of the doubt, but Todd, in his article, ESPN.com, he did not say Jerry was like laughing, lighthearted, and Todd would have said that. Todd's good enough. He would have put that into the context, so it sounded like Jerry said that in a serious manner.
Because what other sport does anyone even talk about a contract extension before it's up?
I mean, baseball will talk about extensions while they're in arbitration years.
Arbitration years, yeah. But like when you're in the contract, like when Corey Seager's in his deal, until his player option or club option comes up, they're not discussing contracts. The NBA is like a set date; like you can get an extension this day, this day, this day. Especially when you're a rookie deal.
Let's talk about the contract of Jake Ferguson, friend of the show. I believe he's going to join us at some point in time this week. 4 for 52 with 30 total guaranteed. We were all surprised while sitting in DFW Airport that this got announced, because we all had thought this was a make or break it year for Ferguson. Gets a $12 million signing bonus. He's now the NFL's seventh highest paid tight end and the highest paid in franchise history. 4 for 52, Bobby.
Yeah, that's $13 million a year, which is higher than I would have guessed it would have come in. But this is look, I think given the structure of how this will probably shake out and some of the stuff that we know in terms of what's guaranteed, this probably is the way that it sounds. This is lining up to be basically a two-year deal. Is what it could be. And so it'll give them a chance to kind of look at things. He's already got this does not rip up his contract this year. So this basically locks him in for 5 years. So it gives him this year, gives him 26, gives him 27, and then they could reevaluate.
His cap number this year actually increases, according to Todd, by $400,000. It goes from 3.5 to 3.9. The question here, Choppy, is, you know, I was fine letting Ferguson play out this year. Is Jake Ferguson special enough? Is he good enough to really make you pay after the season he could have? You know, that's the question here. Did they really need to get out in front of it with Ferg's talents and trying to come back from last season? Because to me, I can, no offense for when he, you know, hopefully sits down. And I love the guy's mentality and emotion, and maybe they're paying him some off of that. But I feel like I can go and try to find a Jake Ferguson, especially if I'm hearing about these camps that, you know, Schoonmaker and Spanford have been having.
Well, here's the thing, like, you know,
not that that means anything.
Spanford, who also rolled up his ankle yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you're paying him not top of the market right now, but
seventh.
He could see the top of the market from where he is,
like Peyton.
Yeah, right. From let's say Vancouver to Seattle, but I mean, is he as good as Mark Andrews?
Hell no.
Well, Mark Andrews, and
he would have caught that pass from Lamar.
Andrews is on a $56 million deal. He's on a 14 a year deal. Basically the same thing.
These are going to keep climbing too, though. You got to remember, like,
they are.
Bowers is going to be coming up here in 2 years.
Well, Bowers, Laporta.
There's other that's going to get pushed out of the top 10, probably.
It is, that's true. But, like, you know, that's the thing. I think the replacement cost for a tight end, it's like a tight end. If you have an elite one, pay him. Dak has shown he can make any tight end pretty good.
So what's different about Ferguson?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know that there is.
No, there is. It's what Sean just said.
The dog.
That's part one of it. Part two is he understands the gravity of the Dallas. It's what he said to us last year sitting on that chair, where he said, I understand that the name on the front of my jersey is going to take care of the name on the back. That's who he is, and he buys into that, and he lives that more than almost anybody else in this building. And they go, we need that dude in that room.
This is Brian Schottenheimer yesterday on the breaking news of Fur getting the extension.
Again, I use the word enforcer. His play style, his play temperament is just, it's just wired right, man. Like, I remember playing Seattle, you know, a couple years back, and you know, he catches a little tight end screen, he takes off running, and Jamal Adams is coming from the side and kind of drills him, and he just kind of gets up, and, you know, he's not going to take any shit off anybody, and so he's got, you know, he's face mask to face mask talking trash, and he's the first guy to support somebody when there's a melee. When we had an issue the other day, he was the first guy in there kind of being, I won't say the calming force, but the... I guess I can't say voice of reason either. At least trying to separate people. But going back to that Seattle game, then he makes a huge play on Jamal. We run a little wheel route up the boundary, and he catches it. And just he plays off of that passion. He loves the game. I mean, shoot, to be honest, his grandfather's Barry Alvarez. Like, he's been playing physical football for a long time, his entire life, and that's the only way he knows.
All right, so what do y'all think? Franklin Franco injury attorney text line, should they have given out this money to Ferguson or waited to make him prove it this upcoming season or just replace him like he did to Dalton Schultz?
Yeah, and the other aspect of this that we'll get into later, I'm sure, is just the idea of that this is also the Cowboys probably leaning on Micah a little bit, just like they did with Jalen Smith, where they go, there's only so much pie. This is pie economics. If it gets all taken up, you're not going to get any. So we got a deal done here. I think they're going to get another deal done this week, probably. And when they get that done, it's going to start just leaning on people.
That faint little sound.
Faint little sound.
That's what he called the Micah chants. They were chanting louder for Lamb.
Oh, my God.
877-881-1053. Y'all.
This guy.
We have a red-hot baseball team to talk about. And we'll do it next on your home of the Texas Rangers after this.